It is 810 at Light 100.5 WRCH. Psychologist Dr. Elaine Ducharme is alongside with us here this morning. And the subject we're going to chat about is hoarding.
Yes. First of all, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And the goal for that is to raise awareness of mental health conditions and the importance of everybody having good mental health. And frankly, the good news is that I think the younger generation is way more willing to talk about mental health issues than other generations, which is really good. So in that light, I thought I would talk about hoarding, which is something we don't really talk about very much. It's not, discussed. People that are hoarders kind of stay to themselves. And I really felt that it was important for people to understand that there was help. So first of all, what is hoarding? I mean, we kind of have some ideas for people, kind of just, all the junk is piled up. But it's people have consistent difficulty in throwing away items that are meaningless or have little or no value. Mm-hmm. So that's one piece. The other is the desire to save items to avoid negative feelings that are associated with discarding them. So if I throw this out, I'm going to be very anxious, that kind of thing. Significant gathering of items that really clutter up your living spaces. And then significant distress in a lot of areas of functioning, particularly social. So those are just the four criteria that we use. One thing we have to be aware of is that sometimes hoarding can be really part of another disorder, such as OCD.
Yep.
So, somebody's got OCD and they just can't, they have to shop and they buy something, all these purses. It's sort of a subcategory. But if,
or shoes, like Imelda Marcos.
Well,
with 4,000 pairs of shoes.
Yes, but shoes are a very special thing for women, Michael.
Okay.
Come on now. We should not have this conversation when my husband's around or my daughter.
Oh, I did get shot down.
Take that one back, Mike.
Sorry. Not the shoes,
not
Mike.
Not the shoes, Mary.
Right.
You're with me, right?
Yes.
Not the shoes. Shoes are off the table. So, the point being is about 5% of the population has some degree of this disorder, and 20% have difficulty throwing some things away. I mean, think about it. What things do you have from your kids that when they were little that you can't quite give up, or a card from your spouse?
Listen, I have a box.
Yeah.
Each of my kids has a box. And like for the first couple years, I would save whatever my favorite outfit that I put them in that year, I'd save that one outfit, roll it up, and I put it in a Rubbermaid container.
Oh, that's clever, Mary.
Then, so they get so many things.
So to add to the box, you have to take something out of the box.
So now I have a banker's box, and every month I put their crafts in it, and then I make decisions. I clean it out at the end of the year, and I pick a couple special things out of the stuff from that year and put it in that box.
See, so that's the difference, is that what you're doing is you're saving special things that actually have meaning, but then you're discarding other things.
It's hard to throw those things out, though.
It's very hard, but people that have a hoarding disorder really just can't. And so what happens is they start saving either, because the typical things are clothing, newspapers, magazines, books. I was telling you guys earlier, years ago, somebody that I knew collected appliances like toilets. They might have 20 of them on their front porch.
Wow.
And so what happens is they start
planters?
Gathering. I'm sorry, Mary?
Are they making them into planters, though, and like putting flowers and stuff in them, like, and being quirky about it, or are they just keeping toilets
No. They were just keeping them.
Yeah, they were not using them
in any way. So the problem is when these things start, building up, we, number one, have a fire hazard. You can't get out of a house or an apartment quickly in case of a fire. With all of those magazines and things, you're more likely to have a fire. So that becomes a major problem, and sometimes houses are condemned. The other issue is because people are so embarrassed about it, they start isolating. They don't want to invite anyone
to see
over.
It.
Yeah, and so even if they have friends who say, well, I'll come over and help you clean it up.
They don't want that.
Exactly. So they just avoid people, and after a while they stop even going out because it's too hard to get through all of their stuff and to keep themselves
so
neat.
Does it have to be to that extreme where you can't walk through a house for it to be considered hoarding, or
no.
Can it be just a smaller scale of that?
It can definitely be a smaller scale, but is it interfering in your life in some way? So, I mean, some people just save things and have collections. Okay. I was kidding with my daughter that my ex-husband has lots of collections. He and his wife do antiquing, and so they have all kinds of doll collections and these collections. For somebody else who likes everything minimalist, like one of my other daughters really likes her counters clean. And
I do too.
I need my kitchen counters
clean. I would love to have a clean counter, but where's all your stuff, Elaine?
There are ways that we will talk, Mary. We will discuss.
Pantry.
I do have a big pantry. But the other piece I just want to be sure we talk about is that there really is treatment. Treatment is, it does involve a cognitive behavioral therapy. Somebody really has to, you know, put in some work. This happens, I think the peak ages are between 20 and 40, but the longer you go without help, the harder it is to actually recover from
it
because it's so hard to get it cleaned up. But, you know, cognitive behavioral treatment where initially you have to connect with the person, the therapist must connect, or the patient with the therapist, so that you can see the person as something other than a hoarder.
You make me just want to go get a dumpster and put it in my driveway right now.
Good,
like
Mary.
A small
free
one.
You are going to spring clean. And then we try and teach people how to develop some skills, exposure to what it's like to let go of something and have the therapist teach them relaxation techniques so they don't get upset. And then cognitive restructuring, helping them learn about hoarding skills, what you do to hoard and why we can get rid of that.
Detach the sentimental value from things.
That's
like
the
you're
therapy.
Like, you know, that's the hard part is
it
the
is.
Disconnect.
That is, Mary. And a lot of people are feeling, one of the things they feel is if I give this away, A, I'm wasteful. Okay, or yeah. I may need it in the future, or I'm dishonoring
someone.
What if
I find the other part of it?
Exactly. So people have all kinds of emotions that are connected to this,
but
and that's what we have to talk about.
Do they feel an emotional connection like Beanie Babies from QVC or something like that? Or
Sometimes. And they have
Wonder
this,
Mop.
Well, and they have these funny things that they don't... you could have two things... that are alike, or now you've got 12 of them, because they don't seem to remember that it's exactly alike. They might think, you know, I'm not looking at it right now, so, oh, this one's a little different. This will be unique, so I need this other one. So there's this memory issue of, it's not really a memory per se, but just that emotional memory of why I don't really need another, you know, purse or another newspaper or another magazine.
More apt to be...
Yeah, that's a really good question. I honestly don't have the answer to that off the top of my head, but I think I've seen it in both. So from my perspective, I don't know, but I think there's not a ton of research that's been done, and I think we need a whole lot more research in terms of the ways of dealing with this. I want to make sure, and I'm going to give you guys the website, but this month, because it's National Mental Health Month, Awareness Month, there is a website. There's like 31 days through May of things that people can watch to learn about mental health issues and feeling, you know, understanding it better. So it's mhcon.org/May, but I'll leave that website with
Excellent.
You guys. So you
we'll
can put that up.
Online. Great. Dr. Ducharme, if somebody would like to chat with you, how do they go about it?
DrElaineDucharme.com.